This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
We often hear the argument about government framed in terms of pro-government versus anti-government, but that's wrong. It's actually really about small government versus big government. And the reason is because government doesn't scale well. That's the subject of this short podcast. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And I didn't originate this idea, by the way. There was somebody who gave a lecture on this. I don't recall his name. And a couple of articles I saw on the internet. Again, I don't recall the author's name. But this idea has been around a long time as well. Here's my version of what this means. Small government is great. Small government means local government. And the people you elect have to live through the repercussions of their actions in a very direct sense. Big government is bad because big government means that you're ruled by some distant bureaucracy from far away that knows nothing about your local living conditions and, by the way, doesn't have to live through the repercussions of their decisions. In other words, they can make decisions from far away, decisions that impact you or your area in a very negative way, but they don't have to live with it. For example, if there's some bureaucrat in Washington that gets paid off to allow the pollution of your local beach. Let's say you live on a beach in Florida. And this is just an example. And someone's paid off to allow pollution on the beach. Well, the person who got paid off, who benefited from that decision, doesn't live on the beach and probably will never visit the beach. So it doesn't hurt them, in other words, to be corrupt. They can be as corrupt as they want. And you have to live with their decisions, not them. And that's just one example. There are, of course, many such examples. In fact, most of middle America lives under a kind of tyranny. They live under conditions that are set by bureaucrats in Washington who know nothing about the real world. They tend to be, heavy into academia. They tend to be theoreticians. They tend to be corrupt individuals. They tend to be elitists. They like to be into high society, and they look down on people who actually work for a living, someone who runs a factory or who runs a tractor or who runs cattle. People who actually work for a living are looked down upon by the elite because the elite, all they do is they function as bureaucratic parasites on the system. They siphon off economic earnings from the rest of the country without actually having to produce anything themselves. They don't have to work. All they have to do is tell stories about how they're making society amazing because they're doing all these things by effectively taking money from some groups of people and then handing out that money to other groups of people and calling it the public good, calling it compassion, that kind of thing. But underneath it all, it's really just corruption and parasitic activity. But they don't have to live with the consequences of all their decisions. So when the EPA, and this is a real story, when the EPA recently, or under Obama, said that every waterway in America, no matter how small, even some little trickle of an occasional stream on some farmer's land, every waterway had to be regulated by the federal government. Suddenly farmers couldn't use their own land. They couldn't plant trees. They couldn't grow crops. They couldn't raise livestock on land that they had owned, in some cases, for generations. It was all being denied them by the government because, again, some bureaucrat from 1,000 miles away or farther was telling them, oh, you can't use your land because now there's a waterway on it. What waterway? You mean that little trickle where I drove my tractor through it and it left a tractor wheel track that now filled with water? We call that a puddle. The EPA calls it a navigable waterway. And the EPA actually has a budget for SWAT team people. I mean, actual body armor, AR-15, weapons, handguns, ballistic vests, helmets. EPA has a budget for that, so they can run around the country terrorizing farmers for having puddles on their land. But that's just one example. You could say the same thing when it comes to food or health or minimum wage. It's another great example. So you've got minimum wages of $15 an hour that are going into effect in places like California or Oregon and Washington. And that it might make economic sense to someone living in a city like San Francisco, where everything is super expensive, including rent, and wages are very high. But then you go up into northern rural California, and $15 an hour wage makes no sense whatsoever. It's not relevant to the local economy, and it's just putting small restaurants and small businesses out of business because they can't pay $15 an hour. That's a policy created by bureaucrats in the cities, in Sacramento, who mostly bureaucrats who cater to the cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco. But the policy makes no sense to rural Californians, where the economy isn't the same. In rural California, you know, a wage of $9 or $10 an hour for a young kid needing a part-time job while he's going to a senior year of high school is a pretty good situation. But now those jobs are no longer available to those kids because the minimum wage has kicked in, forcing everybody out of business who used to have jobs for young people. So there you go. You see, government doesn't scale very well. Big government is bad government. That's kind of the shorthand version of all this. If you were to compress this whole podcast down to one sentence, that's it. Big government is bad government, but small government can be better government. I'm not going to say small government is heaven or anything, but it can be a better form of government because it's more representative of local people, because small government is run by local people, people who know the local issues, people who have to live with the consequences of their issues. And this is why the European Union was a disastrous idea, where you had all these unelected bureaucrats in Brussels setting all these rules and regulations that impacted all these European countries. But these bureaucrats in Brussels had no idea what was actually happening in those countries. They had no clue because they didn't live there. They never visited there. They didn't speak the language in many cases. I mean, it's such a horrible idea to have unelected bureaucrats. They're not even voted for, you know, setting all these rules and basically telling everybody how they have to live their lives. Talk about a nanny state. And this is why, ultimately, by the way, the answer to all of this is to break up every centralized system. Break up the United States of America and break it into the individual states of America. Let Texas be Texas. Let California break up into three local smaller regions. So you have the west coast of California, which we'll call Venezuela. And then you have the rest of California, which we'll call Jefferson. How about that? Something more liberty-oriented. Or maybe they'll break it into north and south and west. I don't know. But the point is, break up these big bloated bureaucratic systems. Break them up into smaller, more locally run nation states. Texas knows how to run Texas. We don't need Washington to tell us how to run Texas. Same thing is true with Florida or Utah, for that matter, or Arizona. And let Illinois just be Illinois, because we all need to see a lesson of total financial collapse caused by liberals. So just let Chicago be Chicago. Everybody else who has any common sense should leave Illinois before that happens. Or parts of Michigan, for that matter, come to think of it. But you see my point. Local government works better. So if you want to hear more on issues like this, watch my new show, Counterthink. It's at counterthink.com. And you can also hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or read my website, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure.
to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.